33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Last month, the Lubbock Avalanche Journal reported that though wildfire season typically begins in March, West Texas seeing the spread of wildfires earlier in the year. Lots of communities have a plan of action for wildfires, but how many actually perform a dry run, you know, a full-on evacuation drill? Well, as the Texas Standard's Jill Ament discovered, so far in Texas, the answer is one. A Central Texas community now hoping to share their lessons learned.
Despite this past Saturday's cold and wet weather, many members of the Central Texas Comanche Trail neighborhood had wildfires on their minds.
I'm on the top of the hill, so I worry about a fire starting at the bottom.
The Comanche Trail neighborhood is tucked in a hillside along scenic Lake Travis in the Texas Hill Country. They're surrounded by vegetation like cedar trees, which become very flammable during dry spells. They're also pretty close to a couple of popular lakeside parks where the risk for recreational fires going wrong is high. But the biggest concern...
You know, we only have one way in and out if you want to get to the main streets. So we've all kind of wondered forever, what if?
Well, we're out here at the Comanche Trail community today because they have a relatively high risk of wildfire danger.
That's the voice of Will Bittner. He's a fire education outreach coordinator for the Travis County Fire Marshal's office.
And we're doing today a practice evacuation of the...
Bittner says Saturday's drill is the first of its kind in Texas.
One of the things that is remarkable is that given how many wildfires we've had in this country in the last 10 years, there are very few communities that have actually done any kind of evacuation planning or even gone further and conducted an evacuation drill.
The practice evacuation is made up of a couple of steps. First, participating residents are encouraged to prepare go bags. They're told to think about what they absolutely need to bring with them in the case of an emergency.
You have that conversation at home about getting ready.
Second, the drill kicks off when members of the Comanche Trail Community Association send out a text alert to residents. Travis County's Will Bittner gets the text a little after 9 a.m.
Okay, we just got the first alert. It says it's a system-wide broadcast. Please do not respond. It is for information. Smoke observed north of Hippie Hollow. Stay aware. More info coming. Be prepared for further action. This is only a drill.
The community association's president, Pedro Martinez, sends out another text 15 minutes later.
The alert says this is only a drill. 9:15, wildfire now threatening our community, spreading towards homes. Evacuate the Oasis parking lot now. This is only a drill.
Good morning.
Cars begin to trickle out of the Comanche Trail neighborhood onto the only road that leads out. Law enforcement officers line the road, directing drivers up and out of the community. They're told to go to the parking lot of a popular lakeside restaurant called the Oasis, which is a couple of miles up the road. After 20 or so cars go through, a wrench is thrown in the plan.
I'm sorry, sir. The fire's across the road. You're no longer able to get out this way.
The rest of the drivers are told to turn around and go the opposite direction to a lakeside park where the road dead ends. There, they're told to shelter in place.
It's pretty organized, actually. It's very organized. A year and a half of planning has really proved well.
Randy Jameson is a member of a community nearby called River Place. He's tagging along with first responders to see how the drill unfolds. Jameson wants to plan an evacuation drill for his community and another one close to him, Steiner Ranch. In the summer of 2011, during one of the state's worst wildfire seasons, a wildfire destroyed more than 20 homes in Steiner Ranch.
We in River Place stood on the ridge of River Place and watched the smoke and the flames sort of coming towards us from Steiner Ranch. So,
like the Comanche Trail neighborhood, Steiner Ranch also has only one way in and one way out. That resulted in a long and chaotic evacuation during the 2011 wildfire. Jameson says even 8 years after the fire, he's concerned the communities he represents still aren't prepared.
The biggest problem is to try to get residents to be interested and to protect themselves.
Saturday's drill was, yes, only a drill. During an actual wildfire, Will Bittner with Travis County says things would definitely not be as calm.
In a real-world situation, you would be dealing with a big adrenaline rush on everybody that was involved, both from the neighborhood group and even the first responders, because even though we train all the time and we actually go to real fires and everything, there's always that boost that you get from being involved in a real event.
The red shirts.
But at the end of this practice evacuation, the mood is light and celebratory.
We've tried to do what we did today over the last 20 years.
For community leaders like Pedro Martinez, Saturday's drill was a long time in the making.
And we took us a year to get our wildfire preparedness plan. It just takes work. And fortunately, we were able to convince people that this was important enough to do, and we pulled it off.
For residents like Gary Maddox,
it's great because none of us would know exactly which way to go, and this will at least give us an idea.
And Donna Ackman.
I think my husband said, if anybody's ready for a wildfire, we're as close to ready as that can be.
They're grateful for the practice. And so were observers like Randy Jameson. He says he's planning wildfire evacuation drills for his community and the already once fire-ravaged Steiner Ranch.
We won't think or try, we will. It will be done, yes.
Organizers of the drill say they're gathering data from Saturday's mock evacuation to share with leaders of other neighborhoods. Ultimately, they hope to provide a how-to guide for communities across the state and country who want to organize their own wildfire evacuation drills. Reporting for the Texas Standard, I'm Jill Ament.